This is KUT. Residents in five of Austin's 10 city council districts will be voting on who they want to represent them this November. All this week, KUT's Audra McGlinchey is going district by district, introducing us to the incumbents and the opponents hoping to unseat them. We're calling the series More Than a Yard Sign. Today, we hear about District 6. It's Austin's northernmost district, butting up against Cedar Park. There are no new names in the race. Instead, it's a good old epic rematch.
Nothing says epic like going door-to-door in the midday Texas sun. That's where I found the challenger.
Hi, my name's Jimmy Flanagan. I'm running for city council for this neighborhood.
Jimmy Flanagan ran to represent District 6 in 2014, but lost by 2 percentage points in a runoff election against current council member Don Zimmerman. Flanagan says since then he has not stopped campaigning, like today. It's a Sunday afternoon in a quiet residential part of District 6. A woman named Mindy opens the door, holding back her dog. Flanagan makes his pitch, quickly.
I've been working hard on traffic, pedestrian safety, utility rate reform, property crime. I even formed a community group called Northwest Austin Coalition.
In 2014, Flanagan ran against five other candidates. This time, it's just him and the incumbent. It doesn't take him long to finish with his accolades and start on Zimmerman's.
The guy is an embarrassment, and he's not able to get anything done for our district.
Drive through District 6 and you'll catch Zimmerman's re-election signs. On them, he anoints himself the, quote, taxpayer's voice of reason. But on a majority liberal council, his calls to cut spending often go nowhere. Here's Zimmerman in August, explaining why he was voting against a contract to buy UCDs to put in the city's public libraries.
What offends me about this is another perfect example of government subsidizing a business and competing with people who are providing, you know, used and new CDs and what have you.
The item passed with 8 of 11 council members voting in favor. Zimmerman admits he often does not have the votes to support his positions, but he says his fiscal conservatism has caused some movement.
Well, I think I have rallied fiscal conservatives all over the city. I am changing the conversation.
Flanagan, who identifies with the liberal majority of council, phrases it differently.
Don Zimmerman represents conservative interests in the same way that Donald Trump does. It is not effective, it is often distracting, and it achieves no results.
Zimmerman rejects that comparison, save for one thing.
Let me address the comparisons to me with Donald Trump. And there's absolutely some truth to that, because in fact, I have a very, very intelligent and beautiful younger wife. So those accusations are true.
If you live in District 6, you'll see Zimmerman and Flanagan on your ballot. Early voting begins October 24th. Election day is November 8th. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.